You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Transformers!
And you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. I am your host, Brian Kilby. Okay, well, I'm not Brian Kilby, but I do play Brian Kilby on this show. I'm actually JD, and Brian? Well, Brian's out this week. But we have with us John DeLuna, Rob Springer, and Amy. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So we still have a excellent show for you today. It's, San Diego Comic-Con is starting, so there's a little bit of news coming out, stuff from that. We got all kinds of stuff to cover, and talk about as far as that goes. So, we are Spartan, but I think we've got it boiled down to the essential elements, for you all this week. So, welcome. We don't have any interviews or anything this week, do we? I don't have anything to cut to.
It's all us.
We should just take breaks for the sake of fun. And scene.
Yes.
Yeah. And toss in a fake commercial here and there.
There you go. I mean, because that's what we do here. fake breaks. Anyway. Brian hates us now. He's screaming.
That's right. For all our quote-unquote sponsors.
We'll just take a break, and I'll say the commercial, and then you guys will go back to the show, and we'll go do that, okay?
Nice.
And Brian will edit all of this out.
Probably. let's get the movie news out of the way, because we're not real big on covering the movie news on this show. I don't know if you've noticed. So there are a few quick bits that I wanted to mention. First off being, supposedly been told, there is no cup, nor are these, Stunticons or Omnibots that we've seen pictures of. Could we kind of mention that, last week? Is this a red herring are we not
That's
surprised?
A good question.
Not what they are.
They're not afraid to lie to us, like, outright.
I'm willing to bet that the NASCAR robots are for a chase scene only. Will only have a name in toy form only,
like sideways, basically.
Yeah, he was just here and there. Bone Crusher might as well have just been toy name and toy only.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, I'm not super shocked, and it may be. I mean, and you may be right. I mean, like I said, they may not even. We may not even see them transform if they can. I mean, they may.
That's really sad.
You know, I've actually been a little bit forgiving about the movies with the name reuses and the odd name placements and whatever sense of logic that goes into it. But this current movie has actually boiled up a bit of nerd rage in me about one of their concepts. You guys mind if I go into it?
Sure.
Okay. Sideswipe was a silver Corvette in Revenge of the Fallen. That's okay. He's a brand new character to the new movie universe, so it's okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Revenge of the Fallen 2. Transformers 3, we see images of him still being a silver Corvette, but, you know, now he's a convertible, so they've actually took the time to give him a new car mode, technically. It's a newer model Corvette convertible. This is all well and good, except for there is a bright red Italian sports car.
I was wondering where you were going with this.
Yes.
Now, you know, he could have just been, hey, Sideswipe changed things. Who's the Corvette now? Well, now it's blue and his name is Trax. Or who's the red guy? I don't know, Cosmos at this point. I mean, we know the name, but you guys get my point. It's like, this is my only bit of logic.
It's kind of weird now that you point that out.
Well, now some of that's going to be, I know traditionally, like, some of the car companies, in particular, the foreign car companies had been leery about tying their products to instruments of destruction.
Well, you can't blame them. I mean, Takara didn't get Volkswagen's permission back in the day. They just made the toy.
Yeah. You know, Law yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, and that's what I say too. I mean, as a kid's toy and stuff. I mean, well, that was like the whole reason that they haven't been able to get the VW Bumblebee is because
it was Hitler's personal drive.
I know. Yeah, a company that's tied to like Hitler and genocide now doesn't want their vehicle associated with war.
Hmm. Why is Jazz not a Porsche once again?
Yeah. So. But, you know, I don't know. So
even if you're anti-Semitic and you don't really mind the Holocaust, but you're really about, you know, Transformers, there's a different reason to hate Hitler.
Right. We can ask Mel Gibson about that.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
He's going to crap his pants and throw it at us.
We wouldn't be a part of the media if we did not mention... Just say the name Mel Gibson and then move on. Anyway.
Are we going to talk about the heads on sticks?
Yes, I was about to get there. Thank you.
On a stick.
So there's a hairy head on a stick.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
I haven't seen this.
I wouldn't even know that that is a spoiler per se. I mean, it is.
I guess it's a spoiler if you're not in downtown Chicago.
I'll do the message board version of spoiler alert. There's a cycloptic head with antennas on a steak and a robot's head with hair and glasses on a steak. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. By the way, spoils. Yeah. Yeah. So I what can you discern from it? Nothing. The face looks nothing like any character I've seen, and it's got hair, and I don't know any Transformers that aren't pretenders that have hair. So
Huh? More than likely, it's probably just something that they're going to CGI in anyhow, so it doesn't matter what's on the stick as long as they look at where it is, right?
You imagine that somebody in production is like, you know what's going to make these fans really go nuts? If we take a robot head and we put hair on it, because it doesn't matter what's on the stick.
Yeah.
If we do this, they're going to go crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, exactly.
They ended up redesigning Megatron half a good 75% through the movie, at least his head. That might not even be a finalized product. It might just be like a head to have sitting around from the last movie or something.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. It's like to even speculate that this is anything is to assume it is something because there's no way to know that it is.
Kind of hope it is somebody. You know why? Because you got to admit, that's one wicked-looking head. It's like
it is kind of crazy-looking.
It looks like Mega Man off the cover of an early Mega Man NES cartridge. It's like, what the hell?
It looks like Dr. Archiville's and Death's Head love child. I don't know.
It's like glasses, a breather apparatus, and hair, and he's got a balding problem. Holy shit, I'm pissed.
It's Cabal. That's what it is.
Cabal, yes.
Oh, God.
And the other head, we won't say any names, but he's cycloptic, got antennas. Obviously, it's Wheelie.
Yeah. It's got to be.
Yeah. It's a spitting image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very similar. The final bit that I'll just mention, and we'll probably just move on because this is not that interesting, I don't think. But what is her name? Rosari?
The pile of wire hangers?
Yeah, the Botox thing. That's
the Megan Fox replacement?
Yes.
The new actress that will make your eyes roll because you're that big of a nerd.
Right.
Transformers calendar with this girl all over it, not one robot. What the F?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, apparently she's Carly.
So they have released that name then, huh?
Basically,
we have a writer who knows
that
currently.
That seemed pretty legit.
Yeah, and it, why would they even make that up, you know?
Yeah, that'd be a weird thing to throw out there.
Of all the things to make up, like, that is the most ridiculous thing to make up. So I'm saying it's true just on the fact that it's so stupid, it's got to be true.
Yeah.
We
don't have the writers of the former two movies on this, so this time they might be like, you know, it would make sense if the girl's Carly. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What are we going to do, Sam? Have his boss call him Spike every once in a while.
Yeah, somebody start calling him Spike.
And we'll have a friend called Hammer. It'll be a Double Dragon reference. What's up?
So, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe by the time we get to Transformers 7, we'll have Daniel.
No. It'll be his, like, roommate or something, and yeah. Mary Jane is still not open to dating him.
So, okay, so there you go. Movie news out of the way. All done.
You know, we groan about some of the stuff of the movies, but I am kind of looking forward to the movie coming out next year. Even if the movie's crap, the whole spectacle in the summer becomes really fun when these movies are out. You got to admit.
I'm going to have to start saving now. There are so many movies coming out next year.
Yeah.
I really don't know how I'm going to afford to go to the theater.
I'm looking forward to getting a Bumblebee Snickers again because my supply here has run out, and I really hope they bring that thing back.
Oh man, I gotta have my M&Ms, buddy. That's what.
Go to Burger King. Which burger did it come up this time? Oh wow, it's the Optimus Prime Stick Burger with an onion ring. I'm gonna buy this for a month straight because this is the only time I'll ever get to order my fandom in a burger form.
Oh man.
Yes.
So on to more important things that we actually think are awesome. Tons of toy stuff. First off, we've got some actual images of the 3-pack for Cyclonus Hot Rod and Galvatron. Now, were these pictured at BotCon? I don't recall that we saw any.
Nope.
Oh, no.
All the news now points to them being some Japanese store exclusive, but we did hear prior it was going to be Target exclusive, so who knows if it makes its way here or not yet.
Oh, that kind of stinks if it doesn't come out here.
Yeah
I hope so. There went the stream.
What?
Okay. What? What?
It just went out.
What?
And
the,
it's back.
What?
It's back. We're back.
Oh, yeah.
And picking up from where we left off.
Beast Wars. Okay. We're back.
All right. Radio Free Green Earth. Okay. Anyway. God. Yeah. Anyway. So, well, yeah. I mean, hopefully it'll come out here. I don't know.
Yeah. You would think in this day and age, what doesn't come out? Like what only comes out on one side of the ocean these days?
You know,
blackout.
Well,
you know the keep watching. Eventually, he might show up at some point as Nemesis Prime or something.
Just black.
Yeah.
It's like a piece of coal.
What was it? The Burning Fallen from Target was a Japanese convention exclusive. instead, his like vestigial limb is clear.
God. I like this. I kind of like this color scheme, though. It's kind of
looks good.
For all of them or one in particular?
I mean, I'm probably not as excited about the Galvatron. But I don't have that figure, so I would kind of be nice, actually. But, you know, it might be nice to have another Hot Rod in case I get the upgrade set. So, I don't know.
Mm, yes.
Deco-wise, it's nice. I mean, Hot Rod's cartoon accurate. Cyclonus is more toy accurate. Galvatron's like a nice mix of his original toy and cartoon visual. He's just for looking at.
Right.
So don't try to touch him.
No.
He's not a terrible toy, but yeah, I guess actually playing with him is not advised.
Yeah, he's great. He's like Robots in Disguise Ultra Magnus. Transform him once and then forget about him. Because those arms are not staying on for anything.
So very similar to my Dion figure that I will never stand up because the leg keeps falling off.
Oh no, I've had more luck with Dion.
Oh really? Ugh, okay.
Galvatron's a parts former, not by design.
True that.
Although I don't.
But you know what?
He
looks really good in robot mode. I'll give him that.
Yes.
For what it's worth, I mean, he looks really, really, really nice. If he was a Voyager, people would probably talk about him like they do Bludgeon.
Mm, true. True. That probably might solve some of the engineering problems. Just a more size with more room to work with.
Yeah. Just scale him up.
What do you want to bet that Fans Project is like chomping at the bit, hoping that this set comes out just in time for their upgrade kit for Hot Rod?
You know, you can understand the limited resources these Fan Project groups have, but it's like, okay, we know about these toys a good year before it finally comes out. What message boards? You think they'd go, hey, you know what makes sense for a toy coming out? You know, you figured they'd at this point be a little earlier with it, but what do I know?
Yeah, I mean, because you can't. Yeah, I mean, you can't buy that figure retail here anymore.
No.
So anybody that's going to get it for the upgrade is either going to have it or have it second market. Well, and I mean, and that's the risk that they run with doing those. And I mean, It's been pretty quiet. I would think that market has been. Haven't been any major release. Well, I guess there's been talk of stuff coming, but I haven't seen a lot of stuff necessarily.
Yeah.
Coming out as of late, but of upgrade kits or of like all the stuff.
That's true. We haven't heard any new announcements since I guess that really. Waiting for the Bruticus thing, and then we know this Rodimus Prime's coming out, but I don't know about what comes after that.
The what company is doing that Conehead Starscream knockoff masterpiece?
That's just a straight bootleg. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's getting away with.
I know. I mean, that's pretty bad. Well, and because we kind of talked about that too, with the same thing with that Prime, the miniaturized masterpiece that was done. Yeah, I'm not in favor of doing that kind of stuff.
It's skirting legal, and then there's holy crap, that's illegal.
Yeah, and that's probably holy crap.
Yeah, that's just a little engineering difference to make that cone fit on the head.
So, $1 RPMs. They're out there.
Yes.
And you can get them. They've done some creative marketing on this. They wanted to go with dollar RPMs, and they've decided to sell them at Dollar Tree. So.
No.
I know. That's a crazy idea, apparently. But, this is nationwide. This isn't like a limited run.
Yeah, and it's the first initial waves. You know, you're not going to see Soundwave or any of the new guys in it. But there's a ton at every Dollar Tree I've been in. So
are they, like, quality-wise, are they basically Hot Wheels? Are they a little nicer or a little cheaper or what?
Well, Hot Wheels in theory, they're not die-cast like Hot Wheels or Matchbox are, which I don't know how it played with one in forever, so I don't know if they are or not. But for a dollar... That's pretty much the right price, because I liked the toys before, but for, what was it, like two and some change, sometimes $3 to get one, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go buy Legends.
Yeah.
But for a dollar, it's not too shabby for basically a plastic Hot Wheel with a robot on the bottom.
I mean, it's Transformers.
I something. Like, I was looking at him, I was saying, like, okay, there's Jolt, I was wanting to get Jolt. You know, the only reason I have them before is buying them in two packs, not the two packs, but... They had the buy one, get one free packs, and that's how I've been buying them beforehand, just because now they're financially imaginable to me. But, well, I'm sorry, $3 for Hot Wheels. You know.
Oh, gosh, yeah, no, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, I love my stuff and all. I've paid way too much for stuff before, but this is where I'm like, this is a PVC. This is like the PVCs. It doesn't really do anything at our novelty value. But I've learned something looking at them at the Dollar Tree. I didn't realize there's variations in them.
How so?
Like what now?
Well, they put them out in different series of, like, say, Combat series and Speed series. I guess that's how they do their cases. And you think it's the same toys. Like, there's Bumblebee in the Speed series and Bumblebee in the Combat series. And you're like, what's the difference other than some text on the package and their position in car mode? But I was looking at them, like, the Speed series had, like, metallic paint and a different... robot on the bottom, like it was Bumblebee but with his battle mask in a slightly different pose. That's the kind of stuff that's for like a collector, they just
it's
love.
Gonna drive
like,
them nuts.
Yeah. I mean tons of variations, and now you can get them the bulk of them for a dollar. Whoa.
Yeah, I mean that. Well, and the dollar I think is the right price. I mean for it that is. You know, that's
the upcoming RPMs I think can command a higher price because they got extra stuff. But the existing ones, it was a little too pricey. A dollar is perfect.
Yeah. Very cool. So there you go. Go to Dollar Tree. Something to go to Dollar Tree for. And hey, get other stuff.
Cheap candy.
Hey, yes, that.
Tato skin.
Because our fandom, of Shasta. Our fandom needs more cheap candy.
That's where our fandom buys those groceries anyway, guys. We're too broke from buying BotCon exclusives and masterpieces. Where are we going to get groceries? I'm going to Dollar Tree. I'm getting Faygo and, like, cheese whales.
It's the BotCon diet. It's the post-BotCon diet.
Oh, man. So, other images. We've got new images for Predaking, which, of course, is a, yet again, Japanese exclusive. Now this is a different paint scheme, a different setup than than we've seen previously with this set. It's got, if you haven't seen it, it's got the standard sticker sets as far as the gold on it. But what previously was a very definite yellow is now a almost a gold. I mean, I wouldn't say it's like a bright gold. It's like a soft gold.
Yeah. It's almost a metallic gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a prettying.
It's a prettying.
It sure is.
I don't know how I feel about it. I don't think I hate it, but I don't know that I'm in love with it either.
I appreciate it, making a difference in the reissue. That way it's a little different than the original.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I appreciate trying to make it, I guess, better with modern technology, modern paint technology. I mean, I mean, whether you think it's better or not, it's kind of opinion, but I mean, I think it's clear they were trying to make it look nicer. Mm-hmm. So I do appreciate that.
Well, it costs an arm and a leg, you know, give me a little something extra here, guys. You just put this guy out a few years ago and some stores still have it.
Yeah. I do not. It's 150, mm-hmm. I think, is what the price point. Is that what this was supposed to be, I think?
Something around there. And what with the last reissue stores charging extra for shipping because of the weight?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's a big, big, massive box. I'm sure it's a pain for them to ship overseas.
Yeah, that's a lot of plastic. And
I'm going to call FU to the guys on eBay who are going to try to sell those originals because now they can't.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Yeah, there's going to be no mistake in this set. You know, as this release, so so that's good. Yeah, I'm gonna work some overtime maybe because I would definitely love to have this figure. I had two of the three in my original collection, and so
it's a really great set. I mean, it really is. I think it still holds up. You know, I guess as well as you can expect from a G1 set, but I mean, they really are kind of a neat, different group of Transformers.
They're huge.
And they're huge.
I mean, I had Monstructor, which is tiny and awesome. This is huge.
Re-release Monstructor.
Yes.
Start a letter writing campaign.
It's free release all the awesome combiner sets.
In action.
Other than Devastator. Really scratch out all and then other than Devastator.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're good with Devastator. We've got it.
I forget. Have we had a reissue of G1 Devastator?
No.
Not officially.
I think there was plenty. I think there's plenty.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's plenty around. I'm sure there's a warehouse somewhere in like Nevada for them.
At this point, you can gamble your way and find a bootleg set in better quality than the G1 issues.
Probably so. Yeah. I would,
those multicolored ones you found at Walgreens a few years ago, those were nice. They're like die cast and the different colors. It was a nice looking Devastator.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I say. I mean, even at that, though, I think, now granted, I did this like 10 years ago, but when I had a Devastator set, I mean, I just trolled auctions until I bought enough bits to put it together. You don't even have to buy it complete. You can get enough lots to put one together and not for too expensive, especially if you sell off the bits you don't need. So, anyway, there you go. Let's see what else we got. What else is going on? Oh! Hey, did you miss out on Punch a Counterpunch? Well, guess what?
You're still going to do it.
You're still going to miss out. So supposedly they're going to be taking a few more pre-orders for Punch a Counterpunch. It has been delayed until August. I didn't really understand. So this email came out, of course, from Transformers Collector Club this week. Came out today, actually, I think. I didn't really understand the logic of, I guess they're saying that they're not going to put the pre-order up until they get them in.
I think they have to sort through which ones are sellable, you know, which ones made the trip.
They tried to imply that that way they would ship the same week that they got them in, which to me is not really a pre-order, but okay. It was like they were trying to sell it of like, wait on these, then you'll be able to pre-order them and get them the week that they come out. Well, it's like, okay, well then aren't I just ordering them? But okay, whatever.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Details.
Yeah, I see server crashes, guys.
Yeah, this is.
No kidding.
God, I can't. Yeah.
It's funny because like the email couldn't be written any more It couldn't be written any better if they wanted to incite a riot, because they said, you know, it's going to be delayed until August, so everybody's going to be waiting until August. It's now going to be one toy per person, so everybody's right. going to be even more amped up. And they said, we're only going to have like 300.
Yeah. So take something that's already popular, make it extremely limited and late. yeah. This has Maddie Awesome written all over it.
At this point, I think Brian Savage knows the scent of blood and light glitter goes every once in a while at it.
Well, it's pretty much guaranteed that all 300 of those are going to move. So, I mean, it's not they're not going to make their money. So, anyway. Along with that was the other news that they have opened up a second hotel in Pasadena. And I'm going to bet that it's probably also already booked and gone. But
Fandom. The last PotCon wasn't even a month ago.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like as someone who wants to go, I don't even have a chance to like figure out my finances. It's like if I don't know whether or not I'm going now, I don't have anywhere to stay. Like, holy crap!
I still don't know if I'll be able to come. I'm leaning toward no, just because you know business, you know economy. But I'm you know keeping up halfway 50% saying I won't be able to go, 50% saying I'm not going to go at this point. So but I already know I'm going to stay offsite.
So you're saying you either will go or you won't go.
I don't know because it's a year away.
Right.
You know, I can't even pre-reg for this thing yet, and it's on the other side of the country. But I already know I'll have nowhere to stay.
But it's definite, Rob. You either will go or you won't go.
Right.
It's one of those two.
Well, it's definite. If I will go, it'll probably be some days in, like 10 miles away at this point.
Amy just said she's going.
She's going.
Yep, John, I'm going.
Right,
man.
My husband, he's a jiu-jitsu buff, and he's going to be going to the Worlds the same week that they're having a BotCon. So I said, "Hey, mind if I go over to BotCon?" Oh, he's like, "No."
Nice,
awesome. So, like the World Championship of jiu-jitsu.
Well, it happens every year. He's only a blue belt, so don't you know? Don't think that he's
still.
he likes to compete, so.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know what
all
that means.
Heroes and stuff. And
it sounds
don't
impressive.
Offend
to me.
Amy.
Yeah,
yeah, that's kind of an ongoing joke. destroys people. Just kidding.
I'm really, really hoping I get to go to this one because I missed 09 and I'm still whining about it.
I'm still whining about missing 06 because I got married. Some people know the story. It's boring, but I'll tell it again anyway. I got married the week before BotCon when it was in Lexington, Kentucky. And as tried as I could, I could not get our wedding delayed so that we could have it during BotCon. That's the closest I've come since I went to BotCon with 2000. So anyway, being there.
Yeah,
so
I'm pouting over missing like auto assembly, and it's in another country.
Yes.
So I really have to make this.
That's coming up, isn't it? I think auto assembly is
pretty soon.
We should report on since we do have a considerable number of.
I'm going to be there.
Really?
Wow. So you can make BotCon, but you can make a cross-world trip?
Sorry.
Wow, that's amazing. It's like James.
Well, it kind of happened because I started cards. Could raise Mo.
When is it? Again, I'm trying to furiously dig for that.
I think on 12th. 13th, 15th, something like that. I'll be going, yeah. Let's see. The 14th is the day. 13th, so it's the 13th, 14th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so there's their booking deadline is up. Yeah, there we go. Auto Assembly 2000. Very cool. So, yeah, for all of those people on the other side of the pond, that should be exciting. It is kind of cool that there is. I know they tried to do like a BotCon Europe at one point. Uh-huh. You know, several years ago, and that just never really came.
It never happened.
Yeah.
It happened, just did. It might as well have not have.
It might as well have been Euro Disney, because I don't think it did much better. But yeah, that's good stuff. So.
And there's SwagCon right around the corner, which, you know, I hope a lot of people take advantage of.
Which is, what?
Oh, you don't know about Slag? I hope I'm saying it right. Slagicon?
Yeah, Slagicon.
It's a new Transformers convention. It's going to be its first year. I think it's in Illinois in October. And from what I understand, it's fairly affordable. Like, and, you know, at this point, the most expensive part is going to be the trip to go there.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm telling you, John, we got to do, like, the Red River Transformers Con.
I know. That would be awesome. We got to assemble all these people down here.
I mean, because there's tons of Transformers fans.
Oh, man. They're just, like, falling out onto the street.
Dallas,
you know?
Fort Worth area.
They're everywhere. There's too many.
Right.
I'm looking into trying to get Brian over here come springtime, so maybe we can set some sort of RC presence at MomoCon, because the price is right.
That would be awesome.
What is the price?
Free.
There you go. Can't beat that. We are all over anything that is free. We will take and or probably participate in anything that is free to us. So
yeah, there's plenty of conventions in Atlanta, but I'm like, free, let's see, AnimeCon, which I have not much of interest in anime, but free, and the anime would be probably more open to us than the local sci-fi con where a bunch of Klingons are like, nerds. And then there's Dragon Con, which, or as I call it, stupid.
I was really hoping to go to that this year, but alas, maybe next year I'll go.
I hate to down Dragon Con, but every time I've gone, it's been like, I'm out of $2,000, I haven't had fun.
Well, secretly, I want to go because there's a lot of another hobby of mine is skepticism, and that there's a lot of skeptics that go to that. So
there's a ton of stuff to do. It's just too many people. You know what? I'll just say it. More like Dragon Fail. Am I right?
Lols.
Boom.
Fandom drama. Let's ignore it.
Anyway, so as again, Brian is raging at us. Anyway. Let's see. Okay. Well, there were some comic items released this week. So, tell us about the Drift cover.
Amy. Yes, the Drift cover came out just recently, and crap.
I'm sorry. I totally caught you off guard there. I'm sorry.
Yes, you did. I'm sorry. It's okay. I'm having little network issues, so I might black out for just a second, but I will be, I'm here.
Oh, you're cool.
Anyhow, I had to reboot my computer, so yeah. Anyhow, the new Drift cover just came out. It is pretty awesome. If you haven't seen it, spoilers, it has Lockdown in it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. It's pretty awesome. So if you can't find it, I think, oh, crap. I thought I had put one up on T-Formers. I look at T-Formers first, obviously, because, that's the...
But, this is awesome.
It is awesome.
I'm not...
I don't remember where I saw the link, but I didn't get a chance to actually put in a little report saying, hey, this is the new thing yet, because I haven't done it yet. I'm fairly new on T-Formers, so I haven't figured out how to actually post a news article. It's coming. I'm getting there slowly but surely. But yes, that's the biggest reveal that pretty much has happened so far. You'd think that we'd get more for San Diego Comic-Con, but we haven't, not yet. So we'll see what else comes out. And let's see, what else out this week? Nefarious 5 is out this week. Out today, actually. And it's a pretty good read. Just reviewed it myself, and I thought it was pretty good. I mean, much better than much better than Ongoing.
So, well, that's not hard, is it, though?
Yeah, no, it's not that hard, actually. And Ongoing wasn't too bad, but yeah, it everything that's come before it has kind of made it a little bit hard to really like. So, yeah. Other than that, Nefarious, it's a pretty... I have to say that when I read, I think, issue 3, it was so slow that I thought, oh, great, now we're just going to, so I kind of lost interest. But number 4 re-raised my interest, and number 5 completely sold me right back into it. So, yeah, it's pretty good. If you haven't been able to pick it up and you get a chance to, I'd say definitely pick it up and trade, because I think it's going to read really well on trade.
Nice job. Thank you.
I love a little taste of comics in our show now.
Awesome.
gotta admit, I did enjoy Ongoing 9 somewhat when I finally got around to reading it. Of course, 8, you guys weren't exaggerating, but I gotta admit, I did enjoy 9 a lot more than I have the bulk of this series, except for the art. I forget the issues that had the very Derek Yeager-esque art in them, but I gotta admit, 9 was not that bad to me.
No, issue 9 wasn't too bad, but like I said, it's just, we should have already gotten this, like, it felt like it was just barely starting.
Yeah, the pacing is terrible, and, well, it's been terrible since Dreamwave, so I guess we shouldn't be surprised at this point.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
It is. Yep.
Well, let's take a break, and we will be right back.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
Hello, Cybertronians. Look at your Autobot. Now back to me. Now back at your Autobot. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using 10W30 scented body wash and switched to Old Spice, he could smell like he's me. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're on the Ark with the bot your bot could smell like. What's in your hand? Back at me. I have it. It's the key to Vector Sigma. Look again. It's now the Matrix of Leadership. Anything is possible when your transformer smells like Old Spice and not motor oil. Mach kick as a horse.
In a cold, far away world.
This is Stan Bush, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Fighting the war for Cybertron. Till all are one.
Transformers! Defenders of truth! Robots who fight in disguise!
Transformers, more than meets the eye.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye. The Transformers, robots in disguise.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
So we're calling Jack now. Jack.
Hello.
Jack.
Yes.
We are streaming live to tformers.com.
Excellent.
Exciting.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're excellent. We're excellent. So, you saw Transformers Prime. Not that you saw teaser footage of Transformers Prime. What did you think?
Did you guys click on the report there? The clip is on the page.
Yes, we did. But you actually saw it, like, live, not over a computer screen.
Yes, sir. Even better, Peter Cullen was in the room, and Aaron Archer, and they had Frank Welker do, like, a little video thing. It was pretty awesome. Everyone in the room was going nuts.
Awesome. So what was your standout moment, dude?
I got to tell you, all those pictures that we saw, I was expecting this kind of watered-down, cartoony thing, but I was really impressed. My first impression was like, this looks like Beast Wars.
Ooh.
I don't know if you got that vibe, too.
That sounds good. I like the sound of that.
Neat.
That real slick CG, and it's kind of stark and menacing, and they said in the panel that they actually were trying to go for some pretty complex stories here. You know, he was like, well, you know, it's kind of for adults, but I don't want to tell you that. So we're definitely going to do some complicated stuff. So, which I was surprised to hear. I was fully anticipating something that was going to be more in line with the programming that they're targeting on the hub.
So just recap your report for us, for the listeners.
Well, let's see. They started the panel, and they had Margaret Lesh, who is essentially a living, breathing legend in cartoon history. She was the executive producer, or I shouldn't say she was executive producer of G1, but she worked on G1. She worked on the Smurfs, Power Rangers. Oh my God, they rattled off like 20 shows that she had a hand in making happen. And so she got up there, she talked a lot about what she worked on, and then she just really glowed about how much all these people she was working with, or how talented they were, and how much insight they had, and she thought this was going to be one of the best productions that she ever worked on before. And then they had the lead design guy. I'm sorry, his name escapes me right now. He got up, and the guy is like an uber geek. He was like cheering and getting everyone all pumped up and riled and like really into the stuff. He'd ask these vague questions like, what is Transformers Prime all about? And, you know, everyone just went nuts, screaming stuff out. Transformers, Optimus Prime! All this crazy stuff. And then, you know, they just started talking, and then they said, we have this Optimus Prime! And just out of a speaker came Cullen's voice doing Prime. And then he walked out in the room, and everyone went nuts, of course.
Hmm.
And then they did this whole clip that they showed Cullen and Welker talking about working together again, and actually showed about 30 seconds or a minute or so of them actually reading together in the same room, and the camera's like panning back and forth as they're talking to each other. It was incredible. So after that, Cullen sat there and he took all kinds of questions and input and feedback from people. It kind of derailed the panel a little bit, because for about 10 minutes, all people wanted to do was ask him questions about being Peter Cullen. And then they started showing the slides that you can see on the site, and everyone went nuts about that. They did remark that was all the concept stuff they have ready so far, so what we saw is pretty much everything they had to see. They did mention at the end there that I believe it was Starscream and... gosh, I can't even remember. There were three other bots that they named at the end that would be the report that would that are also going to be in the series, but they didn't have concept stuff for them. And then they took more questions, which people proceeded to hammer Peter Cullen again. It was a very tender moment when a woman came up and mentioned that her son was a Transformers fanatic and he had passed away from cancer. They actually got up and did a big hug and everything. So shed a tear there. And then they showed the clip, and everyone went nuts. That was pretty much it.
Cool.
The room was packed. We had to wait in two lines to get in, actually.
Is this like the only Hasbro panel that we'll have? I mean, I know Capcom and some other companies are having... multiple. Will we have anything else from Hasbro?
Well, they did the G.I. Joe one earlier where they talked about the what was going to be on the hub and stuff. And then they have this showcase thing down the hub experience where you can go, and it's just a bunch of displays and stuff. I don't know if you saw the pictures where you can have your picture taken standing in Optimus Prime's hand and stuff. And as far as I know, I think there's one more panel that is just a total hub overview tomorrow, but otherwise, this panel is just about Transformers Prime.
Cool. So, did you get to see many pictures of the upcoming toys?
They didn't show any toys at all. All the pictures that we got to see were... everything we posted was everything that we saw.
Gotcha.
And they've been tight-lipped about the toys, even though, one of the designers let out at BotCon, and he was chomping at the bit to do the Optimus Prime toy. So I think we're all waiting to figure that out.
So as far as the convention goes in general, what's been your what's been like the big wow moment for you?
I gotta tell you, so far my favorite thing has been Transformers Prime. I think it's gonna be a really amazing show. I came in here wanting to hate it. I got to be honest with you.
I'm right there.
And
right
when
you.
I showed that clip, I was like, "Wow, that looks great." As you can see, I don't know. Maybe I'm discussing here.
By chance, did you happen to pick up the SDCC exclusive blaster?
We did.
Did they have much of a stock on that? Cause I always end up picking up that crap after the convention's over.
Yes, you can get that, I believe, at Hasbro Toy Shop, and we even have a coupon that we're going to post online. You'll be able to get 10% off.
Awesome, sweet, okay, cool. So, Jack, I've
seen a lot of people running around with the Grimlocks too.
Oh, excellent! So, do they have that available there?
Yeah, the Masterpiece Grimlock is being sold at the Entertainment First booth. I believe this is like the first time they're offering it, and I know you can pre-order them on ToysRUs.com right now.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I actually think today or yesterday, late yesterday, on ToysRUs.com, they were marked as in stock. So maybe
really?
This was
neat.
Like,
oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, maybe this was like the release day or week.
So yeah, it's a curious thing why they're having another toy company sell them here, and they were holding them back from everyone else. But who knows? I don't understand that industry stuff.
Yeah,
I'm sure they wanted to debut that at San Diego Comic-Con and struck a deal so that Entertainment Earth could do it at least just for this first couple of days.
They seem to be moving. I see a lot of people with them.
I believe it, because breaking news, he's back ordered online.
We did post a whole bunch of
makes
pictures
sense to
of
offer him exclusively at a comic con.
Hold up, Rob. Jack was talking.
Sorry, no problem.
Go ahead, Jack.
We did post a whole bunch of pictures of Blaster. If you scroll down, go to the SDCC section. There's lots of pics there.
Okay.
In and out of the box. I think it looks great. Really, the only thing that is mildly different are the legs. And I even put up a couple pictures there that show them next to the G1 one. And other than the back and the legs are like a little bit browner. And they don't have a swirly metallic. It's more like a speckled metallic. I think it's spot on.
Cool. Any questions for Jack?
Let me look at these pictures. You said Blaster is a little bit different from G1 for it says the legs. Is it like a...
Go towards the end of the gallery there. There'll be a handful of shots of them right side by side with the G1 guy.
Is it like glaringly different? Because I'm trying to load up the front page now.
No, actually, they're not. I don't think it would be hard to tell a difference if they had them in hand, but
right.
They look darn close. But other than the legs, there's almost virtually no difference. Other than that, and I don't know this honestly, my G1 one, the cassette door never opened. So I saw
Same
somebody
here.
Mention that the new one, the cassette door actually opens. I don't know if the original actually allowed you to open the door.
It opened, but the mechanism breaks really easily, so you get one now.
Yeah, if you see my picture, one of the buttons is, like, skewed there. Obviously, some kid had it before me, and I was like, why won't the tape play?
Well, mine doesn't open because it's an Action Master, so.
I got, like, 4 Action Master Blasters.
So I'm really looking forward to having an actual-ish G1 toy. I don't mind so much about reissues. In fact,
And it's sweet, man. You get the 3 cassettes. And everything.
Which cassettes is it? Are they again?
I don't know the names off.
Ramhorn, Steeljaw, and Rewind, I think.
I already have them.
Yep.
That sucks. Okay. Otherwise, you know, that's good.
You'll have tight jointed ones.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful
fresh.
Set. And they made it real nice so you could take everything out and play with it and put it back in the box just like it was brand new again. I really like that they do that.
So E&I is going to have a lot of coverage of San Diego Comic-Con. Which of the many websites in the network should they people really focus on to get the latest and greatest?
If you want to see toys, go to Toy News Eye. You obviously know where the Transformers are. If you want to see Marvel stuff, go to the Marvelous News. If you want to see entertainment stuff, movies, trailers, movie news, that's all going to be on E&I. I know at least the 3 sites have the links up on the home pages, and if you look in the top bar there, even on any of the sites, you'll see the little yellow badge there that says SDCC News.
Yeah, even at tfradio.net, you get that. Pretty sweet. Any other questions for Jack? Anything from the chat room?
Oh, let's see. Let's let the audio catch up to what we just said, and
yeah.
We'll see.
It takes a couple seconds.
There's a lag. I'm really looking forward to the Capcom panel where they're going to have some news about everyone's assuming it's Namco versus Capcom and Capcom versus Namco.
Mm-hmm. That's tomorrow?
I think so, or Saturday.
Yeah. It seems like a pretty good year overall for news. Well, it certainly seems like it's starting to heat up.
Yeah. It does. I mean, think about it. We're kind of coming out of the blowout from all of the strike, right? This is like we're really in the first year when all the studios are actually in full production and everything again. So that's probably why.
Okay, we got a question, Jack. Bearcase64 in the chat room is asking, what were the reactions to the toy panel?
I don't know. It was kind of funny. As soon as they brought up the power core combiners on the screen, a large number of people got up and left.
Oh.
I even noticed that Aaron Archer looked at her and kind of chuckled.
Yeah, the fan reaction to the Power Core Combiners has not been what I hoped. I mean, I'm kind of personally invested in Power Core Combiners anyway.
Let me tell you my take on this, and it didn't even make the connection until I passed the Lego booth, but my theory, this is purely my theory, I have no proof of this, but that they actually are trying to cut into the Bionicle market. If you look at the new Bionicles, they have a very... very similar kind of look. They're lanky and machine looking, and I guess they always have been. But in a toy panel, Eric Siebenhaller explained that the power core combiners are really about trying to offer the combiner experience at a much lower price point than having to go and chase down, you know, five or six or more single figures at $15 each. They wanted to be able to get us a whole set for around $25. So that's their explanation.
We have a question from Golden Vixie in the chat room. Did they talk about RC any?
They did not.
Okay.
Now, in the Hasbro toy panel, in the Prime panel, they showed the picture of her, and it was hard to tell if they were joking or not, but they're like, she has some pink hues in her. I haven't seen it, so.
No. Yeah, she looked pretty blue.
Yeah.
Pretty blue. You know, it's interesting about the Power Core Combiner reaction. Basically the same thing kind of happened at PodCon. People didn't get up and leave, but they certainly, like, stopped reacting to stuff on the slides. They just kind of sat back.
Oh, yeah, no question. It was like, somebody cut the power. I'm not kidding. A lot of people literally just grabbed their bags and started to shuffle out right at that point.
Wow. It's such a fun line to me. It's like I see all this apathy and I just do not get it. I'm like, really?
Hmm. Well, what I said when I first saw them is if they offered those 5 years ago, people would have been turning inside out over them.
Right.
I think we have so much product now. Everyone's like,
that's fair.
Too many choices, right? You can have your bias against something in Transformers.
Yeah, especially something that's not supported by a whole lot of fiction, by which I mean basically no fiction. It's hard. Yep. It's hard for a certain fan base to get a certain type
and
of fan.
And you just reminded me of something they were very clear about, and they reiterated a few times. Those combiners are not replacements for the traditional G1 Gestalt. They are not meant to be a Bruticus version or a Superion or Menace or any of those. He said it like three times. Look, these are not meant to replace those guys. These are, what did he refer to them? He's like, these are like early combiners that are still learning to get to build and get together and stuff. And so that was kind of their whole thing about that.
Still learning to make a leg. Still learning to form a fist. Getting the hang of it.
You know, I wouldn't care if these were a replacement for Superion. He sucks in like every iteration.
Yeah, I think it's neat that they're trying to do some other stuff with them, you know, it looks like they're really trying to go back a lot to the earlier times and explain, you know, a lot of these characters that we know are really mature, right? The combiners are all well-formed teams and things like that, so they made it clear that they wanted to, like, explore, you know, how do these armies work, right? Combaticons and Stunticons are actually armies of Transformers. They're just not one team out there. So they're just trying to dip into how they can develop all of that stuff in a way that will allow them to go back into the genesis of how all these Transformers are developed.
I saw in your report that it was kind of mentioned that somebody at the panel referenced the big several hundred pages long kind of Transformers Bible that Hasbro is starting to assemble and kind of work off of. Did they get into that at all during this panel, or did they just kind of mention it?
I got to be honest with you. I don't know if that was a joke, but the guy may have said it like, yeah, you know, they gave us that manual. I think it was 350 pages. And the guy said, and we all read it front to back, and he looked down the line with this big smirk on it.
They mentioned that at BotCon.
If you caught the part in the report, Margaret West said that Aaron Archer is the master of Transformers lore. So he's a reinforcer, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And to Brian's point, yeah, like Aaron talked kind of at length about them like putting together this big document that tries to, I guess, put together a master fiction, like a master timeline. So I wonder like how often that's going to get referenced going forward. And so it's interesting to hear them reference it and kind of mention it in this panel kind of right off the bat.
Yeah. Well, I believe it's probably the similar kind of process that started with Bay and Michael Bay and the whole movie and stuff. Right. And obviously they probably started to go through that with the War for Cybertron guys. And I mean, it's clear now they're really into this, like, re-licensing thing. They're willing to let their property out to other people like Activision and stuff and Paramount. So I think that's their way, their, like, 101 to jumpstart these guys. And then Archer comes around and he plays the bad cop, right, whenever they get out of line.
Okay. Any other questions for Jack?
I don't see any more in the chat.
Awesome.
Well, if we pick up any great nuggets of wisdom here, I will be in touch and we can get on again.
Fantastic. Jack, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you later.
Yes. Anytime. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the official podcast of TFormers.com.
And we are back. So, Rob, tell us about Twitter Theater.
I really would like to, but I've watched this clip a few times and I have no clue what happened.
I think it was awesome though. I don't know what happened, but I think what happened was awesome.
The thing is, it's legit. It's an official produced video by some official Hasbro outlet, which makes it even confusinger. It's, from what I gather, some sort of advert for Energon, the cartoon series in German, presented as a news clip at lightning fast speed. So essentially, it's like.
Did I see a Mein Kampf?
Yeah, someone said Mein Kampf at some point. it's just like. I can't speak German, and I'm sorry if I offend any Germans in our audience, but this is literally what it sounds like to a dumb guy from Atlanta. Mein Kampf. And there's like flashes of Transformers flying across the screen with little Transformers Newsbreak logos at the bottom. And then at the end, it goes like, gives the site for Transformers.com and, or the German incarnate of Transformers.com. And it's just like 40 seconds. And I was like, did I just have a seizure? What the hell just happened?
I was going to say that I would bet the American version sounds like that to Germans, but other countries are educated and actually speak more than one language. So they may actually be able to understand MacConf, I'm sorry, as DevCon points out. Not Mein Kampf, that's different.
It's the powered up Mein Kampf.
So, again, I was product of education. So anyway, so it's kind of fun. It's only 45 seconds. You should watch it. And you get to that by following us on Twitter, which you should be doing already. Go ahead.
Let's see.
Sorry. You were going to.
I'm going to post the link into pieces into the chat so people can watch this.
Nice. So those of you who are following. Oh, fail. I don't know how to unblock that.
Okay, let's. Okay, guys, twitter.com/.
Oh, no.
At TF Radio.
There you go.
Watch this thing, but make sure you're up on your meds, because it's like, really, what just happened?
It's off.
I've been dedicatedly, fanatically following Transformers for 26 years now, the majority of my life. And I've seen some crazy stuff that was officially released, you know, just crazy stuff. And I watched this and I was like, what the hell did I just watch? What was that? It's like crazy German language, Transformers news really fast.
Yes.
Oh, did
they Brian should, get, sounds like a winner.
They should do that. They should always do it at high speed. That would be excellent.
Hey, just there double you go. Speed.
Yeah.
It makes always. It more exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to get your attention.
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing is, I'm being silly, but if I did speak German, I'd at least probably have an idea what happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's probably an idea since it is for, yeah, this is true, it was Energon. I don't know.
Still don't know what the hell happened.
It couldn't hurt.
Don't expect to find out.
It's a transform, you know, okay, wait. If Turin drank a lot of Monster and was and spoke in German and did one of his news on Cybertron with a video, that was it.
It might be something like that.
We just saw
because it was news on Cybertron at a very frantic pace. Obviously, they had to fill a short time. And it's very Energon, which after the 10th episode, just up in smoke, like, what's going on? And it's just, it's if any of our listeners speak German fluently, please transcribe this video for us, and we'll I'll put you up on my blog on rfc.net.
Nice.
The best part is they could tell us anything, and we'd have to believe it.
Yes, because, again, we're products of the – I'm assuming we're all products of the.
Well, if I transcribed it, it would have been like news on Cybertron, and it'd be like Tiger Woods is a douche, and there's like stuff like that.
That's believable.
Duty awesome. Head starts prime.
Well, thank you, Rob. So
next week, let's see if I can break your head even more.
I'm willing to bet. I won't take that bet. I think you can do it, sir.
Some of these commercials are too fun. Like I found the fun. What's the underwear from the 80s? Underoos. I found a commercial for Underoos, which of course had the kid turning into Optimus Prime as he pulled his underpants on. Which the whole thing's innocent enough until you stop and realize the weirdness that already goes on in this fan base of some people. So it's like, hey, oh, no. Guys, I'm going to show you guys a video of a kid putting on underwear. Oh, God. What did I do?
Okay. So,
yes. Creepy.
On that note,
underwear. The question to our panel and ourselves this week is why? Why are we here? What is it that is so cool and so awesome about Transformers that has kept us going this long?
Insanity.
Yeah. Medication.
I don't know. I kind of think of it as a binky, as a warm blanket, as something.
Binky.
I'm just
with your Transformers.
I'm just well. I'm so comfortable with. No, I mean, I hate to say it's out of habit. I don't think it is. I mean, I would say that, and then you know, I'm the guy that like when the first movie came out, no matter how bad anybody may have thought it was. I saw it, you know, 5 times within a 12-hour period. Well, not 12, but 24-hour period. You know what I mean? So it's like something has got to be driving that more than just, you know, I don't have anything else better to do. But certainly do. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, if anything, our lives have gotten way busier.
Yeah, I mean.
So, I mean, it takes more effort to, like, stay into Transformers.
But I guess the question, and so again, we come back around to the question is, what is it? How is it? I mean, what is the thing that keeps us coming back and doesn't, you know, drive us out or, you know, cause us to spend our energy and time otherwise?
for me, it's probably...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Amy. I'll go after you.
Well, having only been on the fandom for about a year, because I saw the cartoons when I was a little kid, and shortly after the movie, I kind of got in trouble and I wasn't allowed to watch any more Transformers. And so after that, I completely... What? You want to watch Transformers the movie?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm having
yes, a... Yes, the answer is yes. Like, yes. Of course you can.
I would say yes, but my other one is actually playing a game right now on the only TV that we own. So we're just going to have to wait, sweetheart, okay? When your brother's done, we'll watch Transformers the movie. This is almost a daily thing that we have.
Nice.
Which movie?
Right now, it's the movie, like the 86 movie.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've got two kids. I've got one that's 3, the other one's 7, and... They enjoy watching Transformers, the movie, and Transformers Animated, the only two seasons that we have. So anyhow, it makes it pretty easy for me to actually, you know, enjoy Transformers because I have two little kids that would love to watch it, like, you know, day in and day out. but, okay, what after, you know, my long hiatus from Transformers fandom and, you know, watching it and all that, a year ago... You know, as we're getting ready to see the second movie, what? You don't need any
Snickers.
First we had Ender's Kids, now you have mine.
Well, it's okay. Usually it's XVM Brian. So it's like, yeah. Brian's like talking next. He's like, Brian.
What got back on the Transformers wagon was remembering the characters, and I went on YouTube and I watched the rest. I started watching Transformers Animated, and you know it's the characters and the story that keep me coming back. I mean, here I am a year later, and I can't get enough of it. I mean, I read the comics, you know, I read other things, and you know, it's all about the characters and the story for me. That's what keeps me coming back. So, long story short.
Your kids get the perfect soundtrack to your speaking.
Yeah.
The Transformers was, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Awesome. I have to say my answer is basically the same. It is. It's the characters. It's specifically, I mean, I don't want to come across as like somebody who only like really loves G1. Because that's not fair. I mean, I like Beast Wars and I like Armada and I like bits and pieces of what's come since. But for me, it's the characters, and it is specifically, admittedly, it's G1, and it's like the little tastes that we get in new stuff that kind of hint back at G1. And it's not necessarily like a total nostalgia trip, like I want to be 5 years old again. It's not that. It's more of like those are specifically the characters that I really bonded with, and so I still hold those bonds. And it's tough, like as a 30-year-old, to develop that kind of, I guess, relationship with like new characters, because you know when you're 5, you really bond with like characters in shows and things that you like. So you know it's not quite the same now, but I mean that's absolutely what keeps me coming back. It's the characters, and specifically the ones that I fell in love with when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I don't know. I mean. Yeah, I mean, and maybe that's the thing that is different about Transformers as opposed to a lot of other fandom. Maybe Star Wars is similar because Star Wars always has figures and they have great story and everything as well. But, yeah, I mean, I think with Transformers you get the gamut, right? Because it's a toy that, you know, Transformers has multiple play levels. They've definitely started to market it towards the collector as well as just the general consumer. And on top of that, yes, you do get great story, great backstory, whether it's G1 or, I mean, I don't want to say like the current stuff isn't as good. Somebody's going to love it. I mean, it's just like we talk about like the Armada or the Unicron trilogy. It's, you know, that's somebody's G1, you know, for the next generation. So, yeah, I think that maybe that's the thing too, is they keep, it's still good product. Even the stuff that's bad, it's still, I think on some level, there's still a certain amount of care that goes into it as far as like the figures go. And there's something for everybody. So.
Yeah, I definitely think, you're right. I mean, like Generation One for us is what Armada is to younger kids. And, I mean, for every G1 fan out there, there's a kid walking around who was a Beast Wars fan or a Cybertron fan or an Energon fan. I guess we don't really like think of those people. Like at some point they're going to wig out when there's like a universe, version of an Energon character, you know, when there's a classics tidal wave, that's when they're gonna like. That's when they're gonna freak out.
That's when that's gonna be their truck not monkey moment. Is gonna
absolutely.
Be. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It's a hard question. I think it's tough to put your finger on it. You know, as far as what it is. All I know is I keep spending money on it, and it keeps feeling like it's money well spent. So, you know, and I guess when it doesn't, I guess when it's not is when I'll stop. So,
I'm leaning toward manic insanity at this point. I bring it up every once in a while, but you know, last year when I was interviewed for the local paper about Transformers, the guy asked me, "What is it about them that you like?" And I was just like, "I don't know."
Uh-huh. I literally have nothing else.
I mean, it's like, you know, when I was a kid, Star Wars was, you know, huge. And I had, of course, GoBots. So if you guys were around, then you remember they came out a little bit before Transformers. And I had Clarence Shogun Warriors, which big robot toys. And I don't know, I guess somehow it just spoke to me. I remember, I can't say I remember the exact day, but I literally do remember coming home from school to watch Voltron. And this commercial came on. Actually, it might have been Scooby-Doo. But the commercial came on with a little animated, you know, it's before the cartoon was even on, with Starscream or one of the Seekers falling down from the sky, and they're all fighting. I just remember just being like transfixed, like, what the? And then the kid was like, more than meets the eye. I was like, oh. And it's just like the angels are singing from heaven, like, this is your purpose in life, to be a basement dweller with big toys. It's like, I'm 32, and I have a basement full of my life. It's like, people are like, what brought you back? Brought me back.
No, why didn't leak?
And then people are like, is it the transforming? And like, some people actually try, you know, they always say, it's the transforming aspect. I love that. I'm like, the transformation actually doesn't even matter to me. People ask me, why do I like RPMs or action measures and all that? It's like, no, seriously, I really don't. They could not transform it. I wouldn't care less. Something about the mix of the characters, the universe, the toys, everything. Just somewhere along the line, someone put my DNA code into an idea and
yeah,
put it out, and it just synced up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I think that's why it's so hard to put your finger on it. It is so many things. There are so many things that go into it. And, you know, and I don't want to play it up like it's the best thing ever, but for, you know, obviously for us, and the secret is, it really is. It is that awesome. It is so awesome that a young Brian Kilby thought it was worthy of making a podcast out of it. And hey, that's still here. So, I mean,
yeah, he is pretty awesome.
So,
I can almost hear him now.
I guess it's almost somewhere. I can still, like, it's as though he's here with us.
Have you ever had someone ask you, don't you feel silly being an adult with all this stuff?
Nah. Well, I mean, yeah. Have I had them ask that? Yeah. Do I know?
It's literally, it's
life
like,
is too short to be too serious about it, though.
Yeah. Well, no, and come on. I mean, hello. Have you ever seen those old guys with train sets? I mean, come on. You know,
those are the real dorks.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember.
I don't know. Those train sets are pretty awesome.
I remember years ago when money was rolling better, and I used to buy single waves at a time. And I was going to my local Walmart and going through the pallets. You know, I was on the floor to see if anything new was out. And at the time, the electronics section was right next to the toy department. And there was some, like, trailer park douchey guy. I don't want to say stoner metal guy, but no, he's just some guy with long hair and a goofy shirt on. And had a couple of girls with him that were pretty trailer park douchey too, and they're like, the guy was making some comment, I guess making fun of the dork looking through toys. He's like, guys looking through dolls. And I was like, well, what are you interested in? Dicks? It's like, we're filling up the cart. Yep. Time to get toys.
Wow.
Awesome. People, don't you feel silly? It's like, well, I got the symbol drawn on my hand currently with a permanent marker, and I got to go to work. Crap.
You know, I'll jump in here. I kind of sometimes do feel silly telling people about the podcast, kind of, a little
really?
Bit. I have to admit, I do.
But it sounds so cool.
It is cool. It's cool when I say, yeah, I do a podcast.
It got Rob his job. I mean, come on.
It got Rob his job. It is pretty awesome. But, you know, it's some of my coworkers don't really get it. Some of them do, some of them don't. Depends on their age.
Well, that's a whole different, I mean, I think that's a good point. We may want to hold on to that topic, because there's a question of how much of this do we share? You know, how much of, how vocal are you with people that you know that you
package that?
Yeah. So let's talk about that next week.
That's a very good topic, because I did something very
rash. It's a good thing I'm very extroverted, because my whole shame has been in the form of a middle finger in her face. F you.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Well, we'll save that until next week. So,
On Rob's note,
I think we're going to close out the show. So again, please check us out. If you don't know the website, tfradio.net, we do this show secretly live every week. But next week is the big end of the month, publicly known live show. So definitely want to tune in for that. And then maybe Brian will be actually back and hosting the show next week. He should be back.
I'll be back.
He'll be back. I can. It's almost like I can hear him now saying that he'll be back. For John, for Rob.
I want to mention one thing. Sorry, okay. I specifically wanted to mention this. If you have Dig, please dig us. We have a nice little Dig widget out there. And just as importantly, you can friend us. We actually have a Dig account now. It's TF Radio. Woo-hoo. So just go to Dig and, you know, dig us.
Dig for TF Radio.
Dig it, baby.
Can you dig it?
That's awesome.
So, yes.
Hey, can you say goodbye?
No.
No? You don't want to say goodbye? Are you sure you don't want to say goodbye?
Yeah, nobody likes saying goodbye.
No.
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 He still wants to watch Transformers the movie.
Well, I do too. I'm gonna go do that right now. So
I'm gonna pop in the Beast Wars second movie just for the weirdness of it.
There you go. All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much, and we will see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts Brian Kilby, JD Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.